This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, whether you are a leaver or a remainer, we can all hopefully agree that cherry trees are beautiful, particularly when they're in blossom. And one result of the Brexit vote was a meeting between the then Japanese and British Prime Ministers, Shinzo Abe and Theresa May, respectively, in 2017, at which they discussed strengthening ties between the two countries. One way in which they hoped it could be done was the Sakura Cherry Tree Project. Now, sakura is the Japanese term for cherry blossom trees and their flowers, representing the national flower of Japan. And they symbolise spring, renewal, and the fleeting beauty of life due to their short, intense, and delicate blooming period. Now, Japan is, of course, famous for its amazing displays of cherry blossom in the spring, an event that's so loved that it's become a cultural event as well as a natural spectacle. And the Sakura Cherry Tree Project aims to bring a taste of that natural spectacle to Britain and to symbolise friendship between the two countries. Now, the project is coordinated by the Japan-British Society and the Japan Association of the UK. Now, the Japanese arm of the Japan-British Association, they organise the funding for the project, while the British arm of the association actually buys the Japanese flowering cherry trees and selects sites in Britain to plant them. Now, the first trees were planted back on the 27th of November 2019 in Regent's Park in London, where you can see them now. And since then, the Sakura Cherry Tree Project trees have been planted in hundreds of locations across the country, including at 400 schools. And recently, a new Sakura Cherry Tree Project site boasting three newly planted Japanese cherry trees was officially opened in St. Peter's Churchyard in St. Albans. I went along to the official opening, which turned out to be a really very lovely event. It was organised by the Trees of St Albans Facebook group members, Anthony Helm and Stefania Vinci. It was attended not just by local people, but by a representative from the Japanese embassy and someone from the Sakura project itself. Now, there were speeches by the Mayor of St Albans, Councillor Theresa Heritage, and by the Reverend Canon Mark Durnley of St Peter's Church. He gave a blessing for the trees. Also, two children from nearby St Albans City School, they came along and they talked about the importance of trees and how we benefit from them. They both gave speeches which they'd obviously really well researched. But they weren't just speeches. This was very much a cultural event as well. There were haikus, and this was one that was read by one of the organisers, Stefania Vinci. Two lands, oceans apart, oak and cherry bloom as one, bound by shared sunrise. That's rather beautiful, isn't it? And rather wonderfully, the Japanese attendees, some dressed in traditional blossom-coloured kimonos, quite spontaneously sang this traditional song about the cherry blossom. Take a listen.
Oh.
Another local tree enthusiast, Jeff Jones, he also contributed a haiku which he had written. Uplifted by wind, sakura flying until, at rest, lying still. And the ceremony finished with a haiku that one of the organisers, Anthony Helm, read that he'd written himself. Let's listen to him reading his haiku.
This is the haiku that ends the ceremony. Now we've met, told, planted, watered, kept safe. Tomorrow's blossoms.
Thank you, Anthony, for that. I caught up with a few of the people there to get their reflections on the event. Let's hear first from the Mayor of St Albans, Councillor Theresa Heritage.
Councillor Heritage, lovely to see you here today at what's quite a joyful event, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's inspiring to actually celebrate nature and the planting of some cherry trees. Japanese cherry trees will be very memorable for me, yes.
Indeed. And also nice for something to demonstrate a bit of cultural connection, which, as you said in your speech, with a country that's so far away.
Yep. Japan's a long way away, but my husband and I have visited there several times, and it's so peaceful. And I think the trees over there add to that peace and well-being. It's really nice to have the children here today. So they expressed the scientific purpose of trees, but I do feel that trees are very close to most people, and they're certainly close to me, yes.
Indeed, and lovely to have something that will benefit, well, those children, like you were saying,
yep,
in years to come. We enjoy these trees now, but...
Yeah, it's going to take a good few years for these trees to grow into beautiful cherry trees, as we see in Japan during blossom time. But I think it will take some time. But the churchyard is full of very aged trees, and they're absolutely beautiful. And I'm very grateful to the gardeners and the volunteers who have kept the garden going here and keeping it the way it looks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was talking there to the Mayor of St Albans, Councillor Theresa Heritage. I also spoke to Stefania Vinci, who had done a lot of the hard work applying to the Sakura project for the three new cherry trees.
About 7-8 months ago, Anthony Helm, Trees of St Albans, asked me to meet him in the park in St Peter's Churchyard. And so I came and he said, well, you know, we need three cherry trees or four just to replace the dead ones, whatever. You're in charge, Stefania. You have to apply for it with the Sakura project. He sent me all the details. And yeah, everything started then. Anthony has been extremely supportive, guiding me because I've never done anything like that. And it has been a quite long process because, you know, I needed to involve both the church administration and the council, and then also John O'Connor for the planting. But John O'Connor, they're not supposed to plant, but only to look after the green spaces. So it has been a quite lengthy but satisfying project.
Excellent. When you say satisfying, you must be very proud now.
Yeah, I'm very proud. I'm happy because I love trees. And there are not enough trees in the world, or flowers.
Yes, indeed. And what do you think about the whole Sakura project idea?
Well, it's good that, you know, they give trees. I mean, of course, you have to make an application. So I did an application, I sent some pictures. There is a process, but I think it's fantastic. And I welcome every organization that either donates trees or give money to buy more trees for green spaces. Yeah.
And how about the idea that the trees are a cultural connection?
Well, I love cultural diversity, and I like to see people working together from all walks of lives, different countries, different religions, cultures. And so, yeah, I mean, anything that brings people together, especially in this time of massive division. So, yeah, anything that can bring people together is wonderful. And ideally, I would like to see people of different age, different backgrounds, all working together to improve communities, like in the Tuesday gardening group in the churchyard. So, yeah, anything that can make communities better is really great.
Marvellous. Well, it's great that you brought the community together here today to do something as lovely as planting cherry trees. Stefania, thank you. Well done.
I was talking there to Stefania Vinci. Now, as I said, there was a representative of the Sakura Project at the ceremony, and it was Chizuko Winter. I spoke to Chizuko about the beginnings of the Sakura Project.
We have a cemetery, Japanese cemetery, in Hendon, and the chair of this project thought just after visit, how can we just make up a friendship with European people? And he goes, oh, but it's Sakura cherry trees. And we just get friendship between UK and Japan. So that project started from there. Then when at that time, Prime Minister Theresa May went to Japan, actually they made a sort of agreement with, at that time, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And we had this agreement doing that planting. Yeah. And we started 2019, actually, planted. Our aim was 1,000. Now, somebody said cherry trees should be 10,000. So we started again, target is 10,000. And now, up to today, we planted 9,600 trees all over England, from Isle Sicily to, how to call it, is it at the end of Scotland, or all of Britain. And another 400, we can reach 10,000.
Well, that's like a beautiful way to forge friendships between the Japanese people and the British people.
Yes.
Because here in Britain, we also love cherry blossom, like I believe you do in Japan.
And everywhere we go, the way I'm planted, like here, everybody, even one tree, they are so pleased having a cherry tree from Japan. Oh, actually, it's grown in England because we cannot import anymore. But we had varieties, three varieties, and the nursery could grow for us. In Japan, because of the war, just lots of cherry trees are destroyed. So Pauline Ingrid, he went to Japan and said, oh my God, there's no, I got my trees in my garden. And actually, he bought back in Japan, and he just grow his garden in the export to Japan. So actually, this he is the one who did all to introduce cherry trees actually in England and here. Very lovely history.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, it is lovely, isn't it? It's trade deals are all very well, but actually sharing something like the beauty of cherry trees.
Yes.
Does seem to be just a step ahead of that. Really something beautiful that we can all benefit from.
Yes.
So,
but I'm so, every time I go the ceremony like this or cherry tree walk,
yes.
The local people are very, very pleased about it. And yeah. They're very proud. That's dealing with very good things to the British people. And I'm so pleased.
Yes. Well, a love of cherry trees, something that we share, something that's connected us, even though we live a long way from Japan. Thank you very much indeed.
That's welcome. Thank you very much for interviewing me. Thank you.
I was talking there to Chizuko Winter of the Sakura Project. Now, the man who Chizuko was referring to was an Englishman named Collingwood Ingram, who helped the Japanese reintroduce one of their favourite Japanese cherry blossom trees, the Great White Cherry, and he helped to introduce it back into Japan, where it had become extinct. And he, in fact, used cuttings from a tree in his very own garden back home in Sussex. So it's lovely that Chizuko recognised that there has been exchange as far as the beautiful Japanese cherry trees go in history. Finally, I caught up with Anthony Helm.
Anthony, you must be very pleased with how it went today. It must have been about
40 people there, including a lovely contingent of Japanese people and some school children as well.
Yes, it was absolutely wonderful. And we planned this for about a couple of months, and it's just worked out much better than we'd ever thought. And we had a range of inputs from pieces by school children. The vicar of St. Peter's talked about the wonder of the churchyard. The mayor talked about volunteers and how important they were to green spaces, and that she would continue to fight for them. And we had a song by the Japanese ladies, which was wonderful, and three haikus.
Which is very fitting indeed. And I just wondered what you thought. It was a real demonstration of how trees can really bring people together, of all ages, of all nations, and how important they are to us.
Yes, that's exactly what we wanted. And bringing the children in, who will talk about this day, hopefully in the future, and pass on the message. And there's been many people involved. The Sakura Project provided the trees, which were grown in England. The council planted them in January. Trees of St. Albans bought the cages which will protect them, and various people have been maintaining them, watering them, putting bark down to suppress the weeds. So it's been a really big communal effort.
And the result of that is three beautiful trees which will be flowering and having beautiful autumn colour for everybody to enjoy for years to come. You must feel very proud.
Yes, I am proud. I'm proud of what we've done as a group. I'm proud of St. Albans, and I'm proud that the nation has stretched out to Japan to recognise their friendship.
I was talking there to Anthony Helm, one of the organisers of the Sakura Cherry Tree event. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.